All right, welcome everybody to this episode of O365A. And tonight we're going to be talking with Sennheiser Global Partnership Manager, Charlie Jones, and Caroline Hurricane fan, super fan, which we appreciate on the podcast, given that we're all proud Canadian MVP and hockey fans. So today we're going to talk about Sennheiser's lineup with their devices for Microsoft Teams. And to kick things off, Charlie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Sennheiser and yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Kurt. I really appreciate you guys having me on. Unfortunately, none of our teams made it to the end this year. But hey, that's what happened last season, right? So the new season has now officially started, and we've all got a winning record right now. So let's hope that maybe when we do this again in a year, we'll have something to celebrate. So, my name is Charlie Jones. I handle global alliances and partnerships for Sennheiser, which is a German microphone brand that many of you are familiar with. But those of you that aren't, we were started in 1945. We're still based in Germany, still owned by the Sennheiser family, which is kind of neat. I like to say that, a few years ago, we traded ponytails for PowerPoints. If any of you are familiar with that, the typical AV guy with the long hair and the black jeans. But we figured out that for everyone, Ed Sheeran or Beyonce, that are both Sennheiser professional artists, that there's about 10,000 meeting spaces. So perhaps this was a market that we should spend a little bit more time and energy focused on. And with that, of course, Microsoft Teams being the definitely the industry leader, we want to make sure that our new products are fulfilling the needs for your Microsoft Teams Rooms environments.
Very good. Michael, you had some questions about intelligent speaker, right?
Yeah, I mean, if we start going into the product line for your Microsoft Teams Rooms, I happen to get my hands on one of them. So the Teams Connect Intelligence Speaker, pretty new to the market. Maybe you can give a deep dive on what that is and, kind of its function.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the Team Connect Intelligence Speaker is the first smart speakerphone device from Sennheiser. Of course, the question always comes up of, well, what makes it smart? But the idea is that rather than having your typical speakerphone that you have to control from via your touch panel or via the laptop that you're using, instead, we can use our voice. And so by saying something as simple as, hey, Cortana, start my meeting, the intelligence, the part that makes the speakerphone intelligent, is smart enough that it goes, hey, I recognize that voice is Mike, looks in Mike's calendar, says, oh, right now he's supposed to be on a podcast with the rest of the Canadian Hockey Club. So therefore, we're going to go ahead and connect automatically. And then it's as easy as saying, hey, Cortana, add Habib, add Kurt to the call. And it finds them in the database, adds them in instantly. So the nice thing is it's super easy to use. We don't have that intimidation factor that comes from complicated touch screens and all the technology and wires that come with that. And, at the same time, while we're all still a little concerned about COVID and that kind of nastiness, it's hygienic because you don't have to touch anything, right? You can just speak out loud, and it makes it super easy to control and really can be used in any sort of meeting space up to the very largest rooms, in which case you probably want to look at one of the larger scale solutions.
And so with this intelligent speaker, is it like a spec that Sennheiser came up with? Is it like aligned with what Microsoft's requirements are for an intelligent speaker, or how is like a co-development, or how did that come to be?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It was very much a co-development process between Sennheiser and Microsoft, because the ability to recognize your voice, be able to secure and store your voice print in a secure method. This is the kind of stuff that Microsoft does day in and day out, right? They have the back-end structures and policies in place. Sennheiser, we're just an audio company. We make really good audio devices, but we needed to partner with a technology partner that was on the cutting edge of looking at the inclusiveness of the environment, that had all the security stuff taken care of, and had a good footprint. And of course, Microsoft checks all those boxes. So the product itself was designed very much with the help of Microsoft in looking at how do we make the meeting room spaces more inclusive, as well as the ability to make meetings smarter.
And with the intelligent speaker, is it just this form factor right now, or is this actually technology that you can put into other microphones that you have on the market?
So as of right this minute, your choices for intelligent speakers do come in pretty much any flavor you want, as long as it's black, right? Similar to the old like Model T approach. So right now you can have the intelligent speaker any way you want, as long as it's a puck. However, it doesn't take a lot of imagination to think about perhaps what it would take to put that technology into some other form factor products. So I would definitely say keep an eye on the space. Nothing that we could talk about just yet, but this is an area that Microsoft is really doing a lot of development. Sennheiser's doing a lot of development, and we're pretty excited about some of the things that are kind of in the pipeline a little bit further down the road.
Right. And if someone was designing their new meeting space around this functionality of being able to like thumbprint the voices in and kind of detect on transcription, what kind of size rooms are these microphones kind of really designed for right now?
So if you look at the top of the unit, you'll see that there's actually seven little holes. Yeah, there you go. Each of those is a microphone that works together in an array, so that it can identify, one, the speakers and the voices that it needs to follow, as well as tune out some of the noise and background static and just whether it's people typing or opening a bag of chips, so that it can exclude that. This device is designed to be used in Microsoft Teams rooms up to the mid-size meeting room. And so the idea is that it can identify about 12 voices that are in the same room. Of course, if you've got other people that are outside of the room, then they're identified separately. But it can identify 12 different voices. And then, like you said, Mike, generate an entire transcript of the call so that you can actually see, hey, Mike said this, then Charlie said that. With the idea being, as our buddy Ilya likes to say, that perhaps the best meeting is the one that you never had to attend. And instead, afterwards, you were able to just digest the transcript at your own leisure, and or maybe search for some keywords and know, oh, hey, by the way, Kurt, it's your turn to buy the beer next time. We mentioned it in the meeting. Here's the date and timestamp where it came up.
I like beer.
Thanks.
Charlie, what last time, I think it was when you're, I think it was not the last Ignite, because that was a couple years back, but probably the year before that, this fancy new speaker or ceiling speaker had launched, and it's kind of like looked like an acoustic tile, and it was white. And we, I had the opportunity to staff one of the booths, Microsoft booth, and talk about this fancy product. And I understand you have a new ceiling speaker out with some new tech in it. So maybe tell us about that, sort of the incarnation of that speaker and who would use it and what the use cases are for it and some of the tech behind it.
Absolutely. So what Dino was describing was, yeah, absolutely, the Sennheiser Team Connect Ceiling, which is a ceiling tile beamforming microphone. There's actually, you can see one in the image here that's my background. It's kind of this little X up in the ceiling. And there's actually 28 microphone capsules. So similar to how at the top of the TC-ISP, the intelligent speaker, you saw the seven little capsules, this actually has 27 microphone capsules. And it uses that to figure out, where the person is speaking in the room. And then we can actually even do some pretty cool things, such as take that data and give it to a camera so that the camera can track you in real time. So the microphone itself is actually able to pick up anybody that's speaking within the 60 square meter pickup area and follow them in real time. So where that really kind of comes into play is kind of exactly like you guys were asking earlier. Hey, the Team Connect Intelligent Speaker, that's great for a medium-sized Teams room, but what if I have a large Teams room? What if I have an executive meeting space, or I have one of these extra large meeting rooms? And that's where we need larger pickup area. And that's where something like the Team Connect Ceiling 2 ceiling tile microphone can really fill that niche, because it gets stuff off the table. Also allows, we've all been in these conference rooms where the interior designer specified the flexible meeting spaces, right? Tables can be arranged this way if it's a classroom, or you can put them in a U or what have you. Well, the problem is, what do you do with the cabling? So, for example, like with the TC-ISP, there's a USB cable that comes off of it. Well, that could be a tripping hazard if it's across the middle of the room. So the idea with the Team Connect ceiling is get up everything off the table. Let's put the microphone and the speakers in the ceiling or perhaps in the walls by the display. And now people don't have to worry about, am I facing the right direction to pick up my audio? Did I just open up my laptop to block a microphone? Doesn't matter. Microphone's in the ceiling and it picks you up regardless of where you are in the space.
So this is just a microphone array. So what speaker would you pair it with? Mm-hmm. I got a couple questions actually. And that's like, could you possibly use two of these in a room if it's large enough? And how do you work with the AV folks to understand what kind of speakers you need to use with these so they don't, you know, to get the most optimal experience?
Well, not just the most optimal experience, you know, but the certified experience, right? You know, the whole point of the show, Microsoft Teams environments. And so to try to make things a little bit easier, Microsoft has their accreditation program where they certify these products. And so what we've done is we've actually worked with a number of industry partners, names that are probably familiar to you guys and your listeners, people like Bose, Biamp, QSC, Extron, where we've partnered with them, where we're providing the microphone, but for example, Bose is providing the loudspeakers. That's what they do best. We do microphones best. So we've partnered together, which is funny to some people because, you know, we're very much competitors in the headphone business, but right. We realized that in the conference room space, we both had our strengths, we both had our weaknesses, and they really offset each other nicely. And so if you look at the Microsoft Teams device showcase, there's actually, I believe, 17 different bundles available with in-wall speakers, in-ceiling speakers, speakers that can hang down. And then, like you said, Dito, if you have a very large space, you could have 2, 3, 4, however many of these ceiling tile microphones that we need to have a larger coverage area. But you're going to need a traditional AV integrator to really kind of make that work when you get to those really large spaces. Our goal is to try to make it as simple as possible, but you know, those pesky laws of physics, they're laws for a reason. So we can only bend them so far before we eventually have to fall in line. And that's where sometimes the integrator approach is a little bit easier for the really complicated spaces.
And is there perhaps a room that would not be well suited for this type of device?
So of course, the trickiest rooms, and honestly, it's not necessarily so much this device, but just any microphones in general, tend to be those extremely reflective rooms. The ones that the table is made out of unicorn horn, the floors are polished marble, the walls are all glass. These are the rooms that, you know, we've all seen them. They look immaculate. They look beautiful. You know, you're scared to touch anything because you'll leave fingerprints. But acoustically, they're terrible. If you walk into the room and you just say hi and it's already echoing, a microphone, back to those laws of physics, can only do so much. But we do have some tips and tricks. So with the Team Connect ceiling microphone, we actually added a feature called zones of exclusion. The idea being that perhaps we don't want the microphone to pick up the noise that comes from if there's like an open passageway to a hall. So we could say, you know what, ignore any sound you hear from over here because that's hallway traffic or that's Manhattan street scene. Or perhaps it's even the loud, projector that's mounted to the ceiling right next to it. So you do have the ability to kind of tweak things to help. But for the most challenging acoustically difficult rooms, that's where, again, you're probably going to want to look at an integrator that has some experience in tweaking the sound settings and things to overcome those challenges.
Nice. Thank you.
So that's a good segue for, I think, for me, Charlie, for my question is, you know, I guess I'm assuming that, you know, these endpoints are MTR agnostic, so Teams Room agnostic. So they would work with any certified Microsoft Teams Room, correct?
Correct.
Right. So there's just more of a, it's really just a plug and play per se. And then obviously, from an AV perspective, that's where the, you know, the AV company would come in and sort of put in the whole solution. But essentially, it's plug and play. So I guess, you know, what kind of devices do you see or have you been seeing, you know, going into organizations? And, you know, is it primarily, you know, the ceiling speaker? I know the intelligent speaker just came out, but like any of your other product lines that have been really, that have been going into meeting rooms?
Yeah, the great question. Yeah, the big focus, and we see it both in the announcements that Microsoft's making, like with their front row and such, is all around adding video now into, so you know, like with, you got your gallery views and front rows and all these different solutions that we're starting to see from these UC platforms that are all around bringing video and audio closer together. So the big kind of buzzword around the industry right now is positional audio. So for example, in my screen layout, I see Dino to the left. Well, it would definitely help in terms of perceiving and having a natural meeting if I heard his sound coming from the left area of my screen. Same thing, Mike's to the right. So then perhaps I need to hear Mike to the right. This is one of those things that's not necessarily immensely challenging to do, but it's difficult to get it right and to do it in an easy way that ideally doesn't require complicated installation from audio video integrators, right? There's always going to be the rooms that you need your integrators, but for these solutions to really scale and for them to have the mass market appeal, we have to make it as simple as possible. And so that's kind of the tricky part with this, tying the audio and the video together is not, can we do it? Yes, we can do it. It's how can we do it in a way that your normal AVIT guy that's out there that's supposed to be commissioning 12 rooms today can get that done in that time frame and still have time for lunch.
Yeah. Over to you, Kurt.
Yeah, I think you sort of touched on this with one of your answers to Habib, but I'm wondering, in the context of hybrid work, are there any new technologies or recommendations coming out that Sennheiser recommends for that all-important hybrid work scenario now?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, with the hybrid work approach, it's really about that flexibility. And so, you know, the idea that the room could be easily used, not just for Teams, but perhaps if some other, you know, client needs to be used in that space, then we want to have a platform that works well for everything. The customer use case, of course, is key though to it all, is that in these hybrid environments, people are used to doing a certain amount of things themselves. And when they go to a conference room, they want it to work just like the stuff did at their house. And anytime that you have to train someone on how to properly use the room, the battle's already lost, because the people that you train, they're the ones that may be gone tomorrow. Perhaps they're sick when there's that big conference. The other very interesting thing that we didn't really see coming from the whole hybrid work approach is exactly what we see right now on the screen. All of us are used to seeing a profile shot where I can see Kurt close enough that I can see his glasses, I can see if he's happy, I can see if he's smiling. We demand this now in our meeting spaces. And the old-fashioned camera at the end of the room and all I can see is six heads at the other end, that doesn't pass muster anymore. People want to be able to see what their customer is thinking. Did the guy really think it was a good idea? We've all been in situations where we wish we could have seen our boss's face, or sometimes we wish we couldn't have seen our boss's face. But the point is that the customers are expecting and demanding that level of video performance in a system that's easy to use. And that, I think, is going to be the long-term implication of hybrid workspaces. The video goes from being, I guess we could be on camera, to, nope, everybody's on camera all the time.
It's funny. Our collective experience with hybrid work is we're more back-end infrastructure people, but the irony is you can have the greatest bandwidth, the application, the cloud servers can all be running great, but if you fail on the device side, you're just going to have a poor experience. So I'm sure that's been your experience too.
Very much, very much. And then, of course, there's all the other headaches that we kind of band-aided in the past around things like HDMI and video routing and distribution, that we'll have to sort that all out, how to really make 16 cameras in a room so that we can get all these views, make that seamless and easy. The 360 views that doesn't make everybody look like you're in a fishbowl. Yeah, there's definitely some challenges, but the cool thing is that the whole point of the show, right? The pace of innovation that's happening in this space right now is amazing, and it's very cool seeing some of the solutions. I'm excited to see what comes out of Comms World this week in London. So we've got some colleagues over there right now. It'd be very cool to see what comes out of there. Then, yeah, also what Microsoft's got in store for Ignite later this year.
Yeah, Hab's actually going to Commsverse tomorrow, I think.
Yep, fly out tomorrow morning.
Pack your patience, sir. Pack your patience.
I do have another question. So I did just take a look at the Teams Admin Center, and now that there's a devices store kind of tucked into the Admin Center, you can see a whole bunch of Sennheiser products now. So we're focusing on the Microsoft Teams rooms, but of course there's headsets as well. But still in the room kind of conversation. So some of these rooms, they mentioned like partners with QNC and Bose and stuff like that, and then your native solutions. From a customer point of view, going into the admin center and just going in and purchasing one of these packages, what is the learning cycle or the ease of implementing some of these more complex AV solutions? Is there programming that they're going to have to do? Is it, all web-based so that they can, unbox this kit and start working? Sizing guides to know how many tiles that they may need. I do see it interesting, Microsoft selling kind of pure AV type solutions right to the admin in the admin center. So just wanted to see what your take on it was on that.
Yeah, no, that's great point. The cool thing about the way Microsoft has done their team certification program is that, yeah, if you buy one of these bundles, there is already a driver configuration that is set up that out of the box, you'll have audio. Where things get into be a little bit tricky, to your point, is that, yeah, when we want to kind of stretch things, and instead of one tile, we want two tiles, or instead of two tiles, we want four tiles. But the neat thing there is that really these brand partners that we've worked with, the guys that are out there that can support this, usually are also available to do IT support as well, because that line has gotten really blurry with setting this up. So we've seen that more often than not, we thought we'd have to support an installation. Really, we're prepared to do some handholding, and then we eventually call the customer and say, "Well, hey, we were ready for you guys to call. Oh no, we figured it out. We're good to go." And it's like, okay, great. Now, I will, full disclosure, where our industry has a lot to catch up to do is on some of the remote administration and monitoring side of things. So right now, Microsoft has some wonderful tools that are built in that allow you to really monitor the health and status of their devices. And right now, you don't necessarily have that same level across the board when it comes to audio-video devices. But I will say that Microsoft has made it very clear that we all need to get on the bus or get off the bus. So it's coming. But we might have cut off our ponytails, but we're not quite ready for AV IT 101 quite yet. So
very cool. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Charlie. That was really great. And we've had a number of firsts on this episode. The first time we've had a Carolina Hurricane fan. And the first time we've mentioned Beyonce and Ed Sheeran on this podcast. So that was great. But it's, as we said, you can't underestimate the importance of a good device experience for that quality of calls in the office or hybrid work. So really appreciate your insights, Charlie, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Yeah, I would say chances are, gentlemen, mark your diary, your calendars. First of the year, I think we'll have a number of additional things to talk about. So looking very, very interested in sharing that with you guys as soon as we can. And perhaps maybe even see if we can't get you over some little sneak preview devices. So maybe we could do this on launch day. That would be kind of a cool thing. So let's talk. Because it's, like I said, it's a cool part of the world, that industry that is right now just rapidly, rapidly changing. Same thing with like the partner ecosystem that I manage, is we're always looking for, hey, who do we need to be working with to make sure that we are at that cutting edge? So to that, if anyone has any suggestions, anything you'd like to see from Sennheiser, charlie.jones@sennheiser.com. Happy to help any way that I can. I really appreciate you guys having me on the show, and look forward to maybe doing this again in the near future.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Cheers.